Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
All the caregivers around the world today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned, because I got a whole bunch of that stuff. On the show where you can find help and hope. And with me, as always, is my best friend, my co-host, and my sidekick, not psychic, Lynn Thornley.
Good afternoon.
How are you today?
I'm doing all right, but I'm no longer your best friend, I was told.
By who?
Rick the Carpet Man.
Rick the Carpet Man came to do your carpets this week?
Not yet. He's doing them Monday, but he told me that he is your best friend and his wife and I should get in line. So I said,
I'm very blessed.
Okay.
I'm very blessed. That's cool. I love Rick.
Yeah, he loves you too.
That's a good thing.
He said, get in line. I said, I'm getting to the front of the line. Yeah, he's very nice.
Yes, he is very nice, and he does a great job. And the name of his company is Inside Homes. And you can find his information on my website at lindaburhans.com.
I called him, and then he goes, well, can you call the office to schedule? I said, this is the only number I have. He says, I know Linda has my cell phone. I said, okay, give me the office. And his girl in the office name is Stephanie.
Yes, and she's fabulous. Yeah,
so I said, I'll remember that. That's Linda's sister's name. I bet you didn't know that, Rick, I said. Because I'm her best friend.
That's right. Well, how long have I known you?
40 years.
Yeah, at least. I don't only know Rick since I moved to Florida.
81,
we met.
81, so it is 40.
Maybe 41-ish.
It's soon.
I don't know.
October.
So I just got back last night from New York City, from the Big Apple, which is so fabulous because my stepmother lives in Greenwich Village. You can just like stand on the corner and be entertained and go down to Washington Square Park. And
who lived across the street? Some cook. Chef.
Batali. Oh.
There you go.
So, well, there's a lot of famous people.
I know.
Down there. It was very interesting. But my cousin Cindy from Michigan is there, my favorite cousin, and my other favorite cousin Kathy from Rhode Island was there.
They're both fabulous. They're sisters, so yeah. They should be, like your sisters.
Well, I said to Heidi, she had like three easiest people there. We're all pretty chill.
Yes.
No problems. We got to go see Tina Turner.
No divas.
Yeah.
You got a few of those in your family, too.
Yeah, well, we try not to put too many of those together in one trip. You could have one diva. We got to have some chill ones, or else it's too much. So with us today is Robbie Gruga. So happy to have you here today.
I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Talk a little bit about everything that you have going on, which is plenty. And on the boards today, we have Avery. What's happening, my man?
Not much. What's going on in there?
I'm good. You just got back from California,
and you
right?
There?
It's good to have you back on the boards, but I missed you.
Did you?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. And as always, I want to give a shout-out to our newest listeners. We have Jen in St. Pete, Sylvia in Tarpon Springs, and Agnes in Largo.
Welcome, ladies. I had an Aunt Agnes, but we called her Todd's.
Todd's?
Okay. I don't know. We had an Auntie Audrey. We called her Toots. I mean, you can't.
So Todd's and Toots.
I guess we couldn't
did you call anybody Tits? Or just Todd's and Toots?
Oh, no, she was Basie. The other sister was Toots.
Okay.
Audrey was Basie. Lydia was Toots.
I'm glad I'm in your family.
I know. I guess we couldn't pronounce anything and they stuck. I don't know.
Whatever. Like I say, there's always plenty of room around the Connecting Caregivers table for more listeners, whether you listen to us live on the show, whether you listen to us on YouTube or Facebook or wherever out in the atmosphere that they take us. We're just glad you're here today because we're here just to educate and help you and let you know about resources that many times you don't have a clue about.
No, tell them about Facebook.
Oh, now we're closed caption?
That is so cool.
It is very cool. We're moving on up.
Oh, I'm telling you.
We're moving
on.
We're
almost at the east side.
Almost at the east side. Oh, it was fabulous, though, being in New York. Oh. So my stepmother lives on the 15th floor. And you just look out and you just like see all of Manhattan and
And you just
and you always send pictures of the pizza, which I want to kill you.
Somebody sent me a message on Facebook, and they go, "Did you just eat your way through New York?" Yes.
But you don't get a hot dog on the corner of Sabrettes, right?
No, they didn't. They didn't look. They didn't.
The dirtier the guy, the better it is.
She years ago, she had a hotel in Pennsylvania. She had a hot dog truck on the side of the road.
Wow.
Only when I was your age.
Yes.
I love it. I mean, there's nothing better than the food in New York City.
Yeah, and truckers used to stop by for their soubrettes.
With onions, though. It has to be with
onions. The red onions, yeah. Yes,
red onions. So, Robbie, we're so happy to have you on the show today, and I'm not going to read, like, your whole bio, so just tell people who you are and what your mission is and whatever.
Well, I'm Robbie Groover. I was U.S. Army infantry guy, 9 years. I joined when I was 17 years old. So I was talking about earlier, I'm a born and raised Floridian. So I'm one of those rarities.
Yeah. Yes,
you and, are. So in 2006, I got stationed in Fort Riley, Kansas. So moved from the beach area to the Midwest to experience the best the Midwest has to offer. And that's the best hunting and fishing and drinking. And that's about
it. That's about it.
Not besides bad some when football. You're 17.
Yeah.
When you're 17, it's okay.
So I spent 9 years playing that. Did a couple tours, Iraq, Afghanistan. That was my getaway from Kansas. Not that I don't love Kansas.
My getaway was Iraq.
Moved back
Thank
in
you for
2014.
Your service, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate that. 2014, came back. I'm never leaving Florida again. We've established our footprint here, my wife and I, and our four-year-old little daughter. Kennedy.
She's fabulous.
And
oh,
so,
Kennedy's her name?
Kennedy,
I love that name.
Yes. And she's probably listening right now. Hello, Kennedy.
Hi, Kennedy.
So, and then I've kind of been addicted to the nonprofit world. So in 2014, I started my first nonprofit, which was veteran-related, really establishing a foothold to solidify veteran services for everything that you can even imagine, kind of trying to be a centralized focus on all service operations and really focusing on veteran homelessness.
Oh, yeah.
So
no one should be homeless.
And that's
no vet should be homeless.
That's the scary side of the what's next after the military is I found that a lot of these guys, they lose their purpose. And especially in dealing with the homeless veteran crisis, just in Pinellas County, which was an astronomical amount of homeless veterans sleeping on the streets every night.
Yeah. It's crazy.
And just, you know, it changed my life and my outlook on what my purpose is and helping them by providing their purpose. And I realized, you know, short term that with you can try and throw money at the situation, you can offer someone a house, a job, but it really until you help them establish what their purpose is in life,
yeah,
what their next chapter
yeah
is, they really don't look at tomorrow as a gift. And so that's really what my personal mission has been. And so I've dabbled in every spectrum of the nonprofit world, locally and nationally. I got recruited to a national nonprofit, Evergreen Life Services, and I was spearheading an operation called Heaven Dropped. And
yeah, so, tell our listeners about. I love Heaven Dropped.
So Heaven Dropped is a social
Nancy
enterprise.
Nancy is listening today.
Hey, Nancy. So Nancy is she was my teammate. She was the originator with the Heaven Dropped operation, and her and I traveled around really spreading the good word of what we do, which is providing purpose to adults with intellectual developmental disabilities and veterans with disabilities in such a unique way. The social enterprise concept where we actually took military parachutes and we make products out of them. And in doing so, we provide creative outreach, creative opportunities for people to engage in the workplace and learn new trades and new skills and all the fundamentals of what it takes to be an entrepreneur. But really establishing that as their purpose as it was fantastic. So
yeah,
we've expanded that over the years, and we have 17 different products from bracelets, backpacks, dog bandanas, pouches, purses. We even have a full-size military parachute hammock.
Oh my goodness.
300,
how cool.
300
cool
pound limit.
No.
And it's one of those,
oh,
it's one of those, it balls up into like a 6 ounce bag, so you take it hiking. And
cool.
It's just an incredible opportunity to really put forth that historical legacy of what these parachutes represented.
I mean,
from the saving the lives of soldiers to saving the planet.
Saving the lives of soldiers.
It's a recycling type operation, so it saves the planet from that has been discarded and burned and then providing purpose and paychecks for people with disabilities.
Yeah. Do you get many women?
We do. Yes, we have a lot of diversity within the disability spectrum. I mean, it's
and there are no differences there.
There's none, and really pairing the two, learning the needs of the IDD population, the adults with intellectual developmental disabilities, as a veteran struggling with my own disabilities. I was actually combat wounded in Afghanistan, so I'm a Purple Heart guy. And I have a traumatic brain injury. So
tell us a little bit about that. I want to hear a little bit about
so
that.
So my last tour, 2012, it was IED. And so I dealt with my own issues, mainly cognitive function. So it was a traumatic brain injury. So my best explanation for a brain injury is if you think of the brain neuropathways as a spider web, a brain injury is like you're taking a chunk out of that spider web, and now your brain functions have to reroute the paths of information. Instead of going straight across, that is now a voided part. So that's what the brain is, an amazing instrument. It's an amazing muscle, and what it is able to do when it diverts information around and connects those neural pathways is absolutely an incredible thing to live through. But it starts off with a huge struggle where, you know, there's stuttering, there's a lot of cognitive loss. Even to this day, I explain the brain injury. The hardest part of a brain injury is you lose words. So imagine looking over there and seeing a lamp, and the word lamp is gone from your vocabulary. Yeah. It's been sucked out. So now you have to come up with very creative synonyms for lamp. So a lot of the time you'll hear me go the light, you know, that you'll come up with a lot of different, you just lose basic words.
To tell you, when you get to my age, same thing.
And
I can talk around something, but sometimes that one word won't
exactly
come.
And it's that talking around, it's almost like a loop too. I mean, it just, and it comes back. So but that taught me a lot about the human mind and the potential.
Did you have to go through therapies for that?
I did. I've been through the VA process. I've been through cognitive therapy, and I've done more on my own. There's an amazing website out there called Lumosity, and it's it helps build regain those neural pathways and really help that neuroplasticity.
Yeah,
if I got that right.
Yeah.
You do. Sounds good.
No, you're good.
But so that's pretty much been, you know, my understanding of kind of learning myself and then helping other people learn themselves and their problems and then adapting. I mean, I think that's what us as humans, that is our greatest asset, is we are able to adapt and overcome. Yeah. And that's the significance. And when people lose that ability in their mind, you know, not that they lose the ability, you know,
physically
they don't have the confidence to overcome those, that stigma. And so that's what I teach that thought process of, you know, I fight with the mentality of my peers in the military that they looked at their military career as their entire book, and their book closes. And they go on to the civilian world to look at the what's next, and they lose that what's next because that's the end of their story.
Yeah.
Right? So I go around. I teach that's just one chapter. You have many chapters to come, and that's the importance.
And you can't define your life by one chapter.
You can't because there's so much more potential that you have that you've learned from your military career. I mean, I absolutely am privileged to have had my life. And to have learned from many mistakes and to overcome a lot of challenges and to be able to rebuild and reestablish. And I look at tomorrow as, you know, an infinite possibilities.
Yeah.
And that's
what's next.
That's the most important concept.
That's living life.
It is. It's living life. It's going outside of your comfort zone and really challenging yourself.
Because you know what the thing is? That you say go out of your comfort zone. We're all exactly the same.
Absolutely.
We're exactly the same. I mean, we may have different interests, different hobbies, but what do you want? You want health. You want a roof over your head. You want to be loved. And when you realize that we're all exactly the same, you get to meet so many more cool people.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, and it even goes beyond that. Like, I'm a strong believer in we all have this energy, and that's how we interact, and that's how we meet. And that if you have an openness and a positive energy force, then you're gonna attract almost as a magnetic force of other people. That's right. How I met Linda. I mean, we sat down at a Rotary Club meeting and we talked, and we talked for probably 30, 45 minutes, and we had so much in common, and we just opened ourselves up to that communication channel.
But you gotta be open.
And that's
you can't close that book.
Exactly, and that's the importance. Is I'm a strong believer in that openness, and a lot of people close that off, and that's a challenge in itself.
So. For a vet that's listening right now, or the family of a vet that's listening right now, that's struggling, where should they start with resources? What should they do?
Honestly, it's kind of a self-help mentality. You have to understand what your short-term goals are, and really understanding what you want out of life, and then connecting. I mean, like my struggles, I found that helping other people helped me. It's right. Almost a selfishness.
That's me too.
Of, you know, I was able to conquer a lot of my issues because I was helping other people. So,
and then you have like a team.
And then you have a team, and then you're all helping each other, and everybody, you know, it's incredible. So, to people out there listening, I that are in the same situation or starting to conquer that situation, you know, that is it's one step at a time, and it's really opening yourself up to the understanding of. What are my goals? What are the things that I want to do to accomplish those goals? And then just start one step at a time. And you know, then we got organizations like ours that are there for outreach. And there's organizations like the VA, and there's organizations out there like the Vietnam Veterans of America and the Disabled American Veterans. That, you know, that's where you go and you find camaraderie. That's probably the better way to go. Find camaraderie. Find your short-term goals and go one step at a time.
And maybe that's something you need to think about before you leave in the military.
Yeah.
Like where I'm going. Because somebody comes home and things are different. Things are different.
Oh, yeah.
Their friends may be different. They may have had deaths in their family. They may, you know, and they've gone through some things that may be traumatic. And then they come home and it's like, what?
Yeah. I mean,
what?
I joined the Army at 17. My whole 20s were in third world countries.
Right.
I learned more about the governing of other third world countries that are war torn than I did my own country, because I was established more in my adult life overseas.
Yeah.
And so when I got out of the military at 25, 26 years old, I'm like, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah.
And I mean, my peer group, I'm one of those. I fall into the gap of the millennial generation, and personally, I couldn't feel any more obsolete outside of that realm. And so I come back and I see my peer generation, my peer group, and I'm like, what is going on here? We've lost patriotism. We've, you know, I got out of the military around the time that we were stepping on American flags to protest.
Oh.
And I just, to me, I'm like, you know, call me naive, but I was like ignorant to this thought of like, what is going on here? And so that was, you know, that was a huge, huge shell shock for me. So yeah, it's, you know, your life in the military it's a lot harder in ways, but it's a lot more taken care of in ways. I mean, you don't have the real strenuous predicaments that you have in the civilian world, where you're looking at rent income and rent,
whatever.
And how to feed your family and how, you know, the life insurance and all this other stuff that you're just like, and then taxes and. You know, what's next? Do I go to college? What do I want to do? Where do I want to go? Business, marketing? Do I want to go to law school? Do I want to go into...
Yeah, exactly.
So that's, you know, that's where...
Well, and it has to be a strain on the military spouses, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I couldn't imagine, you know, getting uprooted from your life every 3 to 5 years and going to a new... You're saying...
My granddaughter.
You know, they're looking at possibly Georgia or...
Right. or upstate, or
yeah, upstate Colorado. New York or Colorado, and it's like what's and that's those are, you know, you got a hot climate, you got a really cold climate, and you have a cold different climate, and it's just.
Well, I think there can be an adventure in it.
Oh, always.
And I think if you have a spouse that's adventurous, I think my granddaughter and her husband are good together. But for some people, that's not what they want.
No, they want roots.
Oh, I've seen the struggle. Yeah, I mean, in the military, that's why it's a huge divorce rate in the military. Well, not a lot of people can do it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, right now we need to take a minute to listen to our wonderful partners, because you know the deal. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Everyone at one time or another experiences so much stress, physical, emotional, and mental, that their brain seems to freeze in place. Lauren McLaughlin has been an emotional support coach for over 25 years and was also a caregiver for her husband John for 10 years. Emotional support coaching for caregivers is all about having the freedom to say out loud, without fear of judgment or criticism, all the random thoughts that have gone in and out of your mind. Many caregivers receive enough help in one session to create their own healing plan. Others may want a bit more coaching, but Lauren McLaughlin has a maximum limit of 3 sessions. If you sincerely want to build a new future, that much coaching will be more than enough. All sessions are on Zoom for 45 minutes. Contact Lauren by email at godbless@tampabay.rr.com to set up an appointment for your caregiver support coaching session. Caregiver support sessions were previously priced at $45. They are now available to our listeners on a love offering basis. You decide what price you want to pay for your personal session.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue
for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
So you know what I always say, when someone says, can they help you? Say yes, thank you very much. So I gave this challenge to some of the caregivers in one of my support groups. I said, when you come back next month for our next support group, I want each one to tell me 3 to 5 things that they accepted help with. And they were like, you're making us do it? I said, yes, I'm making you do it. And when they came back, there was like some fabulous things. Like, you know, my one neighbor came over and said, I love playing chess, and I know your dad always loved playing chess. Do you think we could try it out? Our dad has Alzheimer's, but do you think we could try it out and maybe I could play some chess with him? And they played a fabulous game of chess.
It's amazing how the mind works, that he can play chess. I can't play chess.
Exactly.
Maybe if I get Alzheimer's, I can play chess.
Yes. So now they made a deal that, I don't know, like every Tuesday or every Thursday, the neighbor's going to come over at 2 o'clock and they're going to play chess.
Nice.
And just her knowing that she'll have that hour and a half or 2 hours on Tuesday afternoons to herself is huge. Because the caregivers, we're so busy and we're so overwhelmed, we don't take time for ourselves. And I'm hearing a lot more stories that distress me recently about caregivers not taking care of themselves. Because you have to remember, if you don't take care of yourself and something happens to you, then what happens to your loved one? Many times, you're the sole caregiver and you haven't created a team. And then it can be the worst scenario. So please just think about that. And we're going to give you a lot of good tips about that in the conference that's coming up.
Oh, soon, soon.
So very excited about the caregiver conference, November 2nd, 3rd, and 4th.
At least totally I know virtual. You'll be home then.
Yeah. Totally virtual. So if by any chance you cannot come one of those days, though, even though it's virtual, just by registering, you will...
Which is free.
Which is free. Everything is free for the caregiver. Just by registering, you will be privy to all of the recordings of all the different sessions. We have 18 sessions with Dr. Tam Cummings and Dr. Kate McCarty and Dr. David Bernstein and Joel Quattlebaum and a whole bunch of just absolutely fabulous people.
Yeah, but don't be afraid to register because they only ask you 3 questions because, believe me, if I could do it,
yeah,
you can do
it's
it.
Your name,
they just ask
address, and email.
An email, and that's it.
And that's it.
But that's easy.
Right. And I want caregivers to know, too, some people think, oh, like, this is like a virtual conference, so, like, this is like when I go to these other Zoom meetings and people are going to see me. Nobody's going to see you. You will be there in the audience.
But I'm not showing up. If they're not going to see me, I'm not coming.
You'll just be seeing the presenters. And
yeah.
Then every day at lunchtime, we're going to have yoga, meditation, another day, and emotional freedom technique. And then at the second half of lunch every day, we'll have A&E Corner, which are going to bring examples of the best new equipment for caregivers.
I love that.
Whether it's, well, you know, I had
it's
the opportunity.
So smart.
I had
stuff.
The opportunity to be on Lori LeBlay's show last Monday, Alzheimer's
yes.
Speaks, her radio show. And remember Nancy Morris and the football walker? With that, it's a walker, and it has this little bar in the front of it
you
can pull down. So I as a caregiver, can stand on that bar, and they can get up without me tugging them and without them falling. It's one of the best things. So I'm going to talk to Nancy. I want to start promoting that a little bit more on the show. I think caregivers need to know about that.
And I love all their products. Well, yeah. You know me. I have a couple of favorite ones.
Well, did you see this week was the tub. The blow up.
That's
thing?
My favorite.
So there's a contraption. Well, so think of like a blow up mattress, okay? But you put it in your bathtub, and you get in your tub, and you fill it up with water, and then you press a button. And no, first you
they blow it up.
Right, they blow it up. You get on top of it,
It goes down. You fill the tub with water. You take your bath. When you're done, you push it. It brings you back up, and you can get right out.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's over the remote. But the thing about it is, normally, you know, those walk-in tubs, you have to get in, and you can't start the water until you're in, and then it's cold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So with this, you can have the water run and the seat up, and then you don't get cold.
Yeah.
Someday, if I ever need it, I'm getting one.
Well, what's good, too, is that some people cannot afford to adapt their bathrooms. They don't have the money to do those things. And there are grants and stuff, so we can find out about that stuff. But this is just another new product. And they really thoroughly check out everything before they refer any products, which is just fabulous.
And on your Tuesday tips, they show them, right?
Yep, Tuesday was this. That was the tip this Tuesday. So, Robbie, I want you to talk to me a little bit about the Veterans Alliance and what's going on and what you found and what your new mission is with this, because there are a lot of stuff out there for veterans that I think half of them don't know about, and I think there's overlaps and underlaps, and so let's talk about that.
Well, so I'm going to start off by saying Pinellas County, I've kind of coined the phrase, we are the wild, wild west of veteran services. And I say that because there are so many resources out there for veterans, and a lot of them are competing. A lot of them are great. A lot of them are not vetted. So one of my missions, when I talked about, I started my first nonprofit in 2014. So I have evolved my concept of this becoming a central established location for all these different services, and also kind of vetting these organizations. I always consider it as the Better Business Bureau of Veteran Services, right?
Yeah, it's like Angie's List.
Exactly. And so I have evolved that over three different organizations, starting out with the first one that I created that I then ended up dissolving into another one that I was recruited to, then dissolving it into another one. About 2 years ago, I was recruited into what was the Tampa Bay Veterans Alliance, a 20-year-old organization. And they recruited me on to kind of take new leadership and new initiatives and bring on a different demographic, a younger demographic, bring on new energies. And so I've always held on to my theory. My theory being, instead of, you know, if I were to walk up to an individual on the street, a veteran on the street, and say, what can I do to you, for you?
What do you need?
What do you need? And they're like, well, my wheelchair is broken. I don't have a place to stay.
I'm
hungry.
Yeah.
I need, I would love to have some kind of employment opportunity. What happens a lot of the time is call this person there, and then call this person, and then call this person to help with the wheelchair, and then
so they just don't call.
And you're throwing so many contacts at one person instead of, you know, having it all under one roof.
That's fabulous.
And so that's been my concept. Now it's a hard concept to get everybody to play nicely together in the nonprofit world. Everybody's fighting for resources and granting and all this
same
stuff.
Funds.
So what we've established under the newly established Veteran Alliance of Clearwater being our first official chapter, we are gathering these resources, these vetted nonprofit organizations that are truly there to bring the help that's needed to those who need it. And so right now we represent six very good organizations that over the course of my time in the nonprofit environment, I have personally worked with, and I'm talking.
So these, who are they?
So this is Stand Step. So Stand Step out of Tampa. It's a spinal cord rehabilitation facility. They also help with brain injury patients. Now this is ran by Romy, who is a Special Forces Green Beret guy that was shot by a sniper, and he will live the rest of his life in a chair. He is paralyzed, and he went through the VA system, and he has created his own service.
God bless.
It's completely different. The theory being, we adapt equipment to the individual instead of adapting the individual
to the equipment
to this need to constantly move. So they have built custom machines that pick up the individual, strap them to this machine, and let them walk again. I'm talking quadriplegic. Let them make the motions of walking.
Exactly.
So it moves their muscles. It moves their joints. It moves them.
It's so important.
Which is important. It keeps people from having intestinal issues. It keeps them having sores. I mean, this is something that's plaguing that demographic. And so they have built. They are the leader, and they're right in Tampa, and they have revolutionary equipment and techniques that can't get picked up by other institutions because it's a little bit outside of the realm of the normal healthcare.
Oh wow!
And so you know that's something that is here local. It's I've known them for years, and I love what they do, and they're genuinely there to help. And so it costs $1,400 for one soldier, one veteran that's going through that training to provide that service for 1 month, $1,400.
Wow.
And so that is an astronomical, and a lot of health insurances aren't covering it. So a lot of it's out of pocket, especially in the veteran, because the VA is not picking it up. So there's this energy that we're trying to help establish that role as, let's go out and personally say, let's raise some money for them.
Yeah.
So when we go out and we say, hey, we find a sponsor that gives us $10,000. Well, this is what that's going to provide. It's going to provide services for that. It's going to provide veterans months of care. We also have the Tampa Homeless Outreach.
Okay.
You know, this is a guy I've known for years. His name's T-Man. A lot of you out there probably know T-Man.
I know T-Man.
You know T-Man.
Yeah.
You follow T-Man on Facebook. He walks out there. He finds these people.
He does it.
And he's got a warehouse full of furniture and supplies. And I mean, the guy is genuinely, he is there to help these individuals that are struggling with one of the hardest lifestyles.
Yeah. I love when you see Facebook. It's like another success.
Yeah.
Another success.
And he's putting people in houses. He's giving people care. He's providing people, you know, that employment outreach. So, you know, we have Wounded Warrior Ability Ranch, the Delanceys, Mike Delancey in Pinellas Park. And, you know, Mike Delancey, another guy shot in the back. He lost the ability to walk. He's in a wheelchair. And he does warrior games. He provides these different types of workouts, and they have a whole abilities ranch in Pinellas Park, and it's an incredible structure for it's providing competition, it's providing this
life.
These warrior challenges, life, this purpose.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's what we look for. And that's what the Veterans Alliance is we're an alliance of all these different resources.
All right, so that's three. We have three more.
So we have a PTSD clinic. So there's this PTSD service that's local, and they are a revolutionary change in
how to look at it.
PTSD. And one of the other partners that we're working at is a magnetic therapy. So there's this whole magnetic therapy that they use magnets to kind of retrain the brain and to refocus. And it's been known to help lifelong PTSD. It's just an incredible opportunity for that. You know, we have and that's what we're expanding. That we're looking for new organizations. We have two more that are in the loop that we're looking at picking up.
So we want to have all these people playing together in the same sandbox.
Yep, we want all these people playing together in the same sandbox, all different resources that we can establish that these are good, wholesome organizations that are vetted by vets.
Yeah, so that's another thing.
Yeah.
Because you said there's some that are out there that are not so wonderful.
Yeah.
How do people know that?
You know, it's hard to find out. It really is.
Just call you. You'll tell
them. Right? So when you give to an organization, ask about how they're spending. I mean, I'm a strong believer that transparency is key.
Yeah.
And if you're a nonprofit and you're not transparent, there's something probably fishy going on. So that's my first advice to everybody is go out there. And if you're about to give money to an organization, find out how much they're spending on that organization, how much they're actually spending to help.
And they have to tell you, well.
It's all public record. Oh, yeah. There's a Form 990 on the IRS database that you can go there by, you know, on your own. It's all public information. And they do make it difficult to find. The IRS does that. The nonprofits do that. They put them under foundations. That's the world of the nonprofit structure. Is, you know, everything's you know, has the ability to be good and has the ability to be profitable and has the ability to be, you know, established on different parameters. And that's what's, so the Veteran Alliance, we are 100% nonprofit. Transparent in the sense that we don't pay anybody. We have no salaries. We have no hourlies. We have nothing. Everything.
And that's where goes I want back. My money going to. A friend of mine has a nonprofit, Women with Purpose, and they help cancer patients with non-cancer needs. And it's the same thing. 100% goes back. Yeah. And I want to give where I live.
Yeah. And that's the other thing is, I always talk about these big institutions. They take care of the majority, and they're fantastic. But there's so many veterans that fall through the cracks.
Yeah.
And we used to live in a society where everything was community-based. And we used to take care of each other. And we've lost that principle. I mean, you look back and you look at Joe's supermarket down the road. Well, Joe has been in the area and that community forever. And Mike's auto shop. Mike,
right.
Mike helps put money into helping build more parks. And
now we have Walmart.
And now we have Walmart, where all that money goes outside of the community. And that's where we've lost a lot of that. We're slowly building it back. I'm a strong believer in we're figuring out what we've lost and kind of the negligence of why we did it and how we did it. And so I think it's coming back. I really do. But that's where organizations like mine, we pick up those pieces. We bring that community effort. Everything's here. It's local. We are, you know, we are branching out to these cities. We are partnering with the city legislation so we can be on both sides. We are partnered with Clearwater, and you know, we're partnered with local companies. And
so where can people find you?
So our website is ourveteransalliance.org. Very easy. We're based in Clearwater, and so we're also in, we've that's one side of the organization. The other side is we've built kind of a membership portal, so we have members and corporate members and individual members that pretty much they pay dues. So we're actually becoming kind of the new age VFW, the new age American Legion.
Interesting.
And you know, it's those organizations have been struggling to really gain interest from my generation.
Right.
And so we're kind of taking that into a different approach, and we're building these clubhouse environments where we bring in the people that have the contacts that want to establish. I mean, I have been successful in my life, and there's a lot of people like me that have been successful in their lives, and they want to give back. And
yeah.
We understand the hardships of being at rock bottom.
Yeah.
We understand that. And so that gives the ability to join together and really in a clubhouse environment and really kind of work to help build fundraising campaigns, which our fundraising campaign and one of our biggest events is coming up. It's November 11th.
Yeah, tell us all about that.
So we are celebrating Veterans Day. This is our 17th annual Veterans Day.
Woo-hoo!
hosted by the Veteran Alliance. And it's at the Crest Lake Park, the Florida Veteran Memorial Plaza. That is off of Glenwood Avenue in Clearwater. So it's Glenwood and Gulf to Bay, so it literally splits the county into four quadrants right there at the center point.
So same distance for everybody to get to it.
Same distance for everybody. We have a huge park there, and we're going to have some awesome entertainment. We're going to have a live band.
Fun.
We're going to have speakers. We're going to have some food vendors. We have a 34-year Navy SEAL commander, Commander Dan O'Shea, retired. He was the coordinator of the hostage intercept team for the war in Iraq. He was at the U.S. Embassy helping in the crisis of Al Qaeda taking hostages. This is a guy that dedicated his life to Iraq and Afghanistan.
God bless.
34 years he did
that.
And so he's gonna be talking about his legacy and what he did and what he's learned within the veteran community. And also, I'm trying to get him to talk about what he's got going on right now, which is he's coordinating some help from some guys that they're doing the Task Force Pineapple and helping the guys in Afghanistan right now and helping the Afghan nationals help them get out.
That's fabulous. And you lost a good one this week,
yep.
Colin Powell.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
But we don't want to lose our partners either, so don't go away. We'll be right back on Connecting Caregivers Radio.
Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
And we're off. That means you gotta get your pen and paper because Lynn's got good stuff to tell you, right?
I do. To RSVP for any of the virtual events, please go to lindaburhans.com. Send Linda a message and she will send you the link.
Yes, I will.
All right, today, and you still have time to get there, at 2 p.m. in Northdale Park in Tampa, Sages presents Phony Baloney. A play about a group of seniors swapping true stories of being scammed and how to outsmart the scammers. Mm-hmm. Admission is free.
Yes.
Oh, November 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, Linda Burhans presents Connecting Caregivers Virtual Conference with co-host Becky Moultrie. Dr. Tam Cummings will be the headliner. To register, go to ConnectingCaregiversConference.com.
Yep.
Then on November 11th at 2:30 p.m. to 4 p.m., Arden Courts of Largo is having their first live event.
Woohoo!
Dr. Tam Cummings will discuss what does that behavior mean. It will be at Bethel Lutheran Church in Clearwater. For more information, call Rachel at 727-543-8383.
Arden Quest has a lot of really good stuff for the community.
But finally, a live one.
Live, I know.
They're flying her in from Texas, they said.
Yeah, they are.
And then on November 10th, 11th, 16th, 17th, and 18th at 6 to 7 p.m., Seasons Hospice is having Camp Kangaroo, where children find comfort, camaraderie, and hope after loss. It is virtual. For more information, please call Josie Flores at 813-607-2630.
And that's really important that we address those children that are also grieving and not just brush it under the carpet. When my grandchildren went through something similar to that when their dad passed away, and it was just fabulous.
All right, what's the last thing you want our caregivers to hear, our audience to hear? What do you need to tell us?
Well, I mean, our biggest thing is we're promoting our Veterans Day event. So that's November 11th. That's at the Florida Veteran Memorial Plaza, Crest Lake Park in Clearwater, from 10 o'clock in the morning to 2 p.m. We're going to have live performance by the Soul Circus Cowboys. They are a Southern rock country.
Of course they are.
Oh, they're an incredible. They're an incredible band. Like I said, we're going to have we'll have the mayor out there. We'll have Commander Dan O'Shea. We're going to have some live opportunities to meet with him, to hear what he has to say. We have
food.
We have food vendors. We got some food trucks coming out. We're gonna have like a fair-like environment with crafts. We're gonna do some face painting. We're gonna have silent auction items. We're gonna have some swag.
And free to get in.
Just come. Just show your support for the veteran community, both past and present.
Yeah.
And we're gonna be selling plaques for the monument.
Perfect.
So come out. We're going to talk about the $250 plaques. Get yourself or your family member immortalized on our monument in Clearwater and represent the values that
and
they
that
uphold.
Means so much to someone.
It does. I mean, that's something that your children, your grandchildren, your great grandchildren can come and see
that
for generations. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Of the what did you know? What was that person's military career like? Ask those questions. Really celebrate that legacy.
Yeah.
And that's what we do. We want to uphold that and, you know, have a fantastic time. And it's a 4-hour event, so come and go throughout your day and check out what we have going on.
Perfect. Thank you so much for being on
Thank
the show
Thank you.
Today.
I very much appreciate it.
You
know,
we're
going to
do
blast.
More stuff together. I know it.
Perfect.
I know it. So please pay attention to all that stuff. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Please go to Connecting Caregivers Conference and sign up for the conference. I promise you will not be disappointed.
No, you'll be very happy.
Very happy. Very happy. And go to the website, lindaberhans.com, and nominate someone for the caregiver contest. We'll be pulling a winner after the conference, and they'll get a massage, a facial, some respite care, and a whole bunch of other good swag. Thanks so much for tuning in. I know your time is valuable. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
Close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. Just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yeah, babe, to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name out loud now. Soon I'll be knocking upon your door. Just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yes I will, see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, yeah. All you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, hey.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.